Mesechtes Nazir, Daf Yud Beis, two lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Alf and Beis, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yechron, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef said over the name of Rabbi Yechron, Ha'oim L'Shluchai, if Reuven says to the Shliach, and we continue on Daf Yud Beis and Alf, say V'Kadesh L'Isha Stam, please be my Shliach, and go and be Mekadesh for me in Isha, and he didn't mention any name of a woman, and in Mefarish says, Shloi Pir, Shloi Be'ezeir, Be'eze Isha, he wasn't even Mefarish to him in which city, or a specific woman to be Mekadesh, and then as the Bach Yedin, Umesa Shliach, prior to the Shliach having the ability to report back, the Shliach died. And at this point, Reuven is uncertain who the Shliach was Mekadosh for him. So, Asa B'chol Moshim Shubaylam, Rabbi Yechman teaches us that Reuven will be Asa to marry any woman in the world, and that is because Chazaka Shliach Eishishul Chusai, there's a Chazaka that every Shliach does the Shlichus, Bekivin Dlai Parishlai, and since the Meshaleach, since Reuven didn't specify which woman he should be Mekadosh for him, Halo Yada Heinu Kadishlai, therefore, though there is a Chazaka that certainly the Shliach was Kaddish someone for Reuven, however Reuven doesn't know who that woman is, and therefore he has to be choshish that every person they may marry may be one of the seven relatives of a person's wife that a person is usher to and they are considered erus. For example, if the Shliach was Mekadosh Rachel on behalf of Reuven, and then Reuven wants to get married to Leah, and Leah is Rachel's sister, he'll be Ivan Issa of Achris Ishtai. For example, if he goes and he marries a woman and that woman turns out to be Rachel's daughter, he will once again be Ivan on having a relationship with the daughter of his wife. And as the Mefarish explains, like we said in Mesechtas Kedushin on Daf Ayin Vav, HaMekadosh Isha Oysa Lav Sheva Rais, that when someone's Mekadosh a woman, then there are seven relatives of this woman that become also to him. And just to keep in mind, and as the Gemara will say a little bit further down on the Amid, that Rav will explain that Rabbi Yechon himself will be Maida, that if Reuven finds a woman who does not have any relatives, then of course Reuven could marry that woman because it's impossible that she's an erva to his original wife, that the Shliach was Mekadosh for him. And possibly that is also what the Mefarish was telling us when the Mefarish said, as of course, if Reuven was Mefarish, which woman, then of course there's no suffix that the Shliach only had a right to be Mekadosh that woman, and therefore Reuven would not be also to any woman aside for the craving of that lady that he originally gave the Shlichus over to the Shliach to go be Mekadosh. And number two, if he told them to go to a specific city, so therefore he only gave him permission and he only authorized him to be Mekadosh someone from that city, and therefore if there's any other woman in the world who doesn't have any relatives in that city, then he will be able to go and get married to that person as well. Even though the Gemara doesn't get to this point until a later point, let's just mention that l'maisa, there should really be no issa to go and get married to anyone, as l'chari we should base ourselves on Raiv, and Raiv women are not a kravim of his wife, and therefore he should be able to get married to anyone he wants. And the Gemara will explain that since a woman is considered kavua, because as the Mefarash will explain, that kol kavu de basmel panima, therefore we say the klal of kol kavua kemechza mechzadami, and therefore we're not certain which woman the shliach was mekadosh, but we have to look at it as if the potential that's one of 50% of the women in the world because it's kemechza al mechza, and then that woman had multiple kravim, and therefore it is more of the world that is potentially asa to Reuven that is mutter to him, and that is why Reuven can't get married to anyone. And Taisus is that l'chira, since this woman is considered kemechza al mechza, as we say the klal kol kvua kemechza al mechza dami, therefore Taisus is bim taima the kula al meyesu lisa isha the shema zeis hishin skatch al yidei shliach, that l'chira everyone in the world should be asa to marry any woman because maybe this woman is already an Ishish Ish, and she's the one that the Shliach was Mekadosh for Reuven. And in Taisus, he first brings down from Rabbeinu Tam that women are never to say that they were not Mekudeshes. Therefore, when any woman gets married by the fact that she's getting married and is not concerned that she's an Ishish Ish, therefore it is an Amonis that she is not an Ishish Ish. She'in came by the Kravis of this woman who was Mekudeshes. They have no idea that their Karev was Mekudeshes, and therefore there is not that Chazaka to say that they will be careful and they won't get married unless they knew that they wanted to get married to this person. However, Ayin Shom, that Taisa says that doesn't work for every case, and therefore Taisa says that really Midraisa, Reuven is mutter to get married to anyone in the world, as is Lin and Basaruba, and it's only a knas that the Rabbanan made on Reuven that by the fact that he made a shliach and he wasn't careful to make sure that he knew exactly who he was marrying, and instead of specifying to the shliach who he should be Mekadosh, he just told him to go and be Mekadosh any woman in the world, and therefore he caused this problem, so therefore we knas Reuven. However, that knas only applies to Reuven because he was the one who caused the issue. However, that knas did not apply to anyone else in the world, and that's why anyone else in the world doesn't have to be concerned that maybe this woman that they're marrying is the woman that the shliach was Mekadosh. Taisus then continues that l'maisa at the end of the Gemara is going to say that we actually say that since this woman is kavua, so we say kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. So Taisus bothered l'chira, how could I tell you that it's a takana and it's a knas and it's only a din rabbanon if l'chira is the derisa de kedin based on kol kavua kemechza mechza dami? And therefore Taisus answers that even though the Gemara will say say that a woman is considered kavua and it's considered kemechsa mechsedami, that's not really on the Reisidika level, and it's only on the Rabbanidika level. Taisis explains that the reason is because the Leamrina kavua kemechsedami, that on the Reisidika level, we don't say kol kavua kemechsedami, elksha isa nikola atmai, baheta nikola atmai, only in a case, for example, where there are 9 stores that are selling basa shchuta, there was only 1 store selling basa nevela, and over there we definitely know that these 9 stores are definitely kosher, and this one store is definitely nevela, and then Reuven goes and buys meat from one of the stores, and afterwards he has a suffix which store he bought from. Since when he bought this piece of meat, it was not perished from the store, and he bought it from an actual store, therefore that's a case of kol kavua, that we say that even though there's a roiv that most of the stores are kosher, we still say that we have to be choshish, maybe it's treif, because kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami, but at least on the two stadim of the suffix, there are 2 recognizable stadim. One side is definitely kosher, and one side is definitely nevela. However, aval ksheina isa nikola atzmai lo yamina kavua. However, in our case, where we never were certain which woman he got married to, therefore there was no time when it was actually something that was recognizable as heta over here, and therefore over here we wouldn't say the concept of kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. At least on a derisitical level, we would say that we would go basariv, not for the fact that chum knas Reuven for acting irresponsibly and making a shliach to be mekadesh some woman in the world, and he didn't specify which woman. And the Gemara continues, Eisvei Shlokish Rabbi Echran. So Eish Lokish asked the following question to Rabbi Echran from Mishnah Maseches Kinen. The Mishnah states, Kain Stuma, if there's a zav yoledes or mitzaria that are chayav to bring a chatas ha'if and a oilas ha'if, and they will bring 2 birds, shtei tari and a shtei bnei yoyna, even though the Bailam already separated these birds for hegdish, they are still undesignated, and he did not designate 1 for an oila and 1 for a chatas. Sheparcha gezel echem hen la'ave oilam, and 1 of these birds flew away and ran away, or 1 bird flew away and went between the different chatos hamesis, as we know, the chamish chatos hamesis. For example, if someone had a chatos and then that chatos got lost and he was mafresh another one and then he already brought that carbon chatos, then they find the original chatos, the din is that original chatos will have to go to Misa based on a halach l'mesh misinai. And the same old true, if someone has a chatos and then he dies and he didn't bring his chatos yet, that's called the chatos shemes baleim, and once again, there's a halach l'mesh misinai that chatos has to go to Misa. And the Mishnah in Kinen continues, Oishim Meis Echemen, or 1 of the birds die. The Mishnah teaches us, Yikach Zug L'Sheni, you could go buy 1 more bird and put it together with the remaining bird, and you can then designate 1 of the birds for Chatas and 1 of them for an Oila. And the Rosh and other Rishonim point out that the Mishnah Maseches Kinen could have given an example where the Kain was Mefureshes, where they already designated which bird was for Chatas and which was for an Oila, and then after 1 flew away, or after 1 died, he can go and buy another bird to accompany the remaining bird, and if the remaining bird is the Oila, he will buy a chatas, and if the remaining bird is the chatas, he will buy a new bird and designate it as an oila. And he explains that if so, the Mishnah would have had to also explain what would happen if when 1 bird flew away or died, if you wouldn't be able to distinguish what the remaining bird is any longer, then this would not be an option, since an oila sa'if is done l'mayla mechuta sikra, and a chatas sa'if is brought l'mata mechuta sikra, and therefore you need to be certain which specific bird is for which carbon. And the Rush also points out that the standard is that even if you are able to recognize which bird is an oila and which is a chatas when they are together, but once 1 bird leaves or it dies and is no longer around, it is orchid milso that a person wouldn't recognize what the remaining bird is, and therefore it is not a case that would be shchiach, and that's why the Mishnah specifically speaks about a case where they weren't designated yet. Rish Lakish is medayik from that Mishnah, ve'ilu kein mefureshes, if there would be a set of birds where you already designated one as a chatas and one as an oila, if for example one of them now flies away or one of them dies, at this point he's not certain which one is the remaining bird, is it the oila or the chatas, then ein le'takana, there is no way to Reuven to fix this, as he can't just take another bird and put it together with the prior bird, as we need to know which bird is an oila and which one is a chatas, as of course there is a major difference between the avodah of an oila sa'if, which is done l'mayla mechuta sikra, and the avodah of a chatas sa'if, which is done l'mata mechuta sikra. Yish Lakish is further medayik, v'ilu shakin ba'alma, if there would be another person that is in the world that is chayav to bring a chatas sa'if or an oila sa'if, then misakran, they could go and take any bird in the world and they could use it as their carbon. But Vamai, why do we say that they could take it? According to Rabbi Echon, let us say, since there is 1 bird that was a chata sa'if or an oila sa'if that is flying around in the world, and now if someone else comes and takes that bird, Lemaisa, when Shimon wants to use this bird for his carbon, he's using really the original bird of Reuven. He should not be able to use it, as there's a din that you can't be miskapa be carbon chaveray. And l'chari, just like Rabbi Echon said, that Reuven is also b'chol anashin shuba ilam based on a suffix on 1 woman. So over here also, every person in the world should be usa to use every bird in the world because there's 1 bird that potentially is the carbon of his friend. The Gemara could have asked even easier, that how could it be possible that anyone should be able to use any bird, even a Eschulin, if maybe there's a bird of Kachim, and you're not allowed to use a bird of Kachim. And Taisa's in the middle of the Maskal, the Ilu Shakin Ba'al Misaklin, Taisa's Yasbin Taima, the Kfakpi Rational del Almo Ekonsu, that Taisa said before, that really everyone would agree that Midiraisa, we would not say the concept of Kol Kvua Kamechsa Mechsadami. The only reason that we said it in the case Binagay the woman was because over there, Ruvain made a Shliach, and he gave him too much power to go and Mekadesh any woman in the world, and he didn't specify which woman he should be Mekadesh. As we said, for the rest of the world, we didn't make a knas, and we didn't say that everyone in the world should be also to every woman, because maybe that woman is an Eshazish. And if so, what is the major question of Reish Lakish has on Rabbi Echon? In our case, since we're talking about the rest of the people in the world want to go and take an oif in order to bring a carbon, they are not included in the knas, and therefore, of course, they should be able to take any bird they want, as we have a din that Holchanach arrived, and Taisa says, in Chanami, the Gemara is not questioning as to how other people in the world could take a bird in order to bring a carbon. The Gemara is actually questioning that if at some point Reuven actually has another chiyuv to bring shtei terim and shtei bnei yayinah, and he wants to buy birds from the world, then l'chayra he should have to be having a misupik, then maybe this bird was one of the original oilis and one of the original chatais, and he should not be able to buy that bird, as we should knas him. And the reason for knas over here is because the knesu shloi shamer kinah, that we should knas him because he didn't guard his birds and he let it get away. Therefore, l'chayra we should knas him, just like Rabbi Echlin said before, which is say that the rabbanim were misakin, that we say kol kavua kamechzal mechzadami, and therefore Reuven should not be able to use any other birds in the world for his future karbanis. The Gemara answers, Omalei Rabbi Echlin responds to Reish Lakish, Kamina no Isha, I was talking about a woman, Deloi Naida, that she doesn't move around, and we have a din that she's considered kavua, as the Mefarish explained, the kol kavua debas melech pnima, and therefore since she's considered kavua, we have a cloud that kol kavua kamechzal mechzadami, and that's why Reuven would not be able to marry any other woman in the world, as we have to be cautious that maybe she's a curve of the original wife. Taisus once again points out, based on what he said before, Unhid Loi Kavua Lagamri, and even though, as I explained before, it's not considered Midiraisa a real Kfiyas, Mikal Makam Damik Sasal Kavua Vyesh Lachmer, it's Lemaisa similar to a Din of Kavua, and therefore it makes sense that we should be Machmer. And Rabbi Echlin continues, Va'amr Liat, and you're coming to ask me a question from Isur Denayed for the case of birds, where they're going around and they're always moving, have a cloud that called a Parish, Mubik Parish, and that's why anyone in the world could use any bird that they want, as we don't have to be concerned that maybe it's the bird that ran away and maybe you'll be miskaper the carbon chaveri. The Gemara continues, v'chitei ma'achinami, and if you're going to say that over here also with a gay woman, naid, she's also naid at points, and ema b'shuka ashkach v'kaddish, let us say that maybe the shliach found her in the marketplace and that is where he was mekaddish her, and since in the marketplace she was parish, so we say to the klal or call the parish rubika parish, and therefore there should be no issa on her kravim. And the Rush points out that even though this is actually part of the suffix and we're not sure where the shliach was mekaddish her, but the Rush says that since this is a major chumrah to say that Reuven should not be able to marry anyone in the world, we should at least be mekel, and we should say that maybe the shliach was actually mekadesh her in the shuk, and there was no problem of kol kavua kamechzal mechzadami. The Gemara answers, hasam hadulun chusa, that even though it's true that at times a woman goes to the marketplace, and therefore it's considered that she was parish, however, then she'll go back home, and she'll be back to a status of being kavua, and therefore when he wants to go and marry someone, if this woman is in her home, then we'll have a problem that's kamechzal mechzadami, and therefore Reuven is also to marry any of her kravim. Some learn that the svar is a bit simpler, and the svar is that by a person, specifically by a woman, where we have a klal or kol kvud bas melech pnima, so therefore, since her standard is to be home, even though that's true that at some point she will go to the marketplace and she will not be kavua, but lemaisa she is considered a person that's kavua, for at all times we still say the klal or kol kvua kamechzal mechzadami. However, gabi kain b'negei birds miadara, birds don't go back to their nest, and even if it goes back for a moment, it always jumps around from nest to nest, and therefore at no time is it considered kavua, and we always say kol de parish mubika parish. Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Rava states that although Rabbi Echlin taught us that if someone says to a shliach, go and be a mekadesh in Isha Stam, and the shliach dies, then he's also b'chol anashim shubailam, as we have to worry that maybe this new woman that he wants to marry will be, actually be a curve to the original wife. However, Zok Rava, that maida Rabbi Echlin, Rabbi Echlin will be maida b'isha she'inla loy bas v'loy bas bas. If there's a woman who doesn't have any craving, she doesn't have a daughter, and she doesn't have a granddaughter, not a daughter from a daughter, v'loy bas haben, and not a daughter from a son, and v'loy aim, and she doesn't have a mother, v'loy aim, and she doesn't have a maternal grandmother, v'loy aim av, and not a paternal grandmother, v'loy achais, and not a sister, certainly Reuven can marry this woman because he's certain that she doesn't have kravim, and therefore his original wife couldn't have been related to this woman. Reuven continues and adds in, v'afal pi shehoysela achais, and even if the case would be that this new wife that he's marrying originally had a sister, and at the time that Reuven sent the shliach to go to mekadesh a woman for him, this sister was actually married at that point, v'nisgashla achabikan, and only after the shliach already went out, did the sister get divorced. The din is that he shayah, that this woman would be mutar, as it's impossible that the shliach was mekadesh any woman that was related to the woman that Reuven wants to get married to at this moment. And even though possibly a few minutes after shliach already went out and before he was mekadesh someone, the sister potentially got divorced, and at this point the shliach may have gotten her married. The Gemara explains, my timer, and why is it that the shliach will not be mekadesh a woman who at the time that he was memunah as a shliach was married at that point, even though l'chora at the point that he mekadesh her, she is already divorced and is no longer an eish zish. And the Gemara explains, the behi shaita, the ka'amalei, havin esiva l'gavra, at the point that Reuven made a shliach to go and marry a woman for him, the sister of his new wife was already married at that point to someone else. At this point of the Gemara learns that this is a svara and this is a gilu das of a person, that kimashvi in a shliach b'milsa d'kaima kamei, when a person creates a shlichus, then he only gives that person a right to go and do something for him that at this moment he actually could do, and it's possible to marry her. Therefore, since at the point that Reuven sent out the shliach, the sister of this woman who will eventually be his wife was married at that point, therefore it's as if Reuven told the shliach that you should know, I want you to get married to someone in the world, but I only want you to get married to someone that at this point I'm able to get married to, and if I would want to go and be mekadesh them at this moment, then I really could be mekadesh them. However, b'milsa loy kaima kamei loy mashvi shliach, that Reuven certainly did not make the shliach to be able to go and be mekadesh someone that at this moment when he actually appointed him as a shliach, he still was not able to be mekadesh. And since this woman at that moment was still mekudeshes and was still married to another man and she was not yet divorced, therefore he never put her into the group that he was able to be mekadesh. And for example, even if the shliach would go and be mekadesh this woman, it would not be a valid kedushin, as Reuven excluded this woman from the shlichus of the shliach. And of course, since the shliach did not follow the directions of the mishalech, it's not considered a valid act and it would not have a din of shluch shaladim kamaisai. And I and Taisus, who has a different gear in our Gemara, as Taisus is scurious over here, v'loy achos and not a sister, the afapish hois lachos, and even if she has a sister, and then he's not gurious bin iskash la'achabikan. And therefore, when the Gemara says the loshin my timer, is not asking for a reason, but zok Taisus as if the Gemara is saying, hey chidami, what is the case? How could it be that the Gemara says that she didn't have a sister, and then the Gemara explains that she did have a sister? Taisus says that even though generally that is not the explanation of my timer, however, Taisus says, just like we say, b'negei mesechtes adarim, loshin adarim mishuna, over here Taisus also says, loshin nazim mishuna, but of course, according to our gisser, then of course, the loshin my timer is exactly as we explained. The Gemara continues and asks a question on the svara of Rava, that Rava just said that when a person says something, it only takes into account things that are possible to do at this moment, but anything that's not possible to do at this moment is not taken into his account, and that's not in his mind. And therefore, the Gemara asks, from our Mishnah, from we learned in our Mishnah, Harini Nazir, Reuven said, I want to be a Nazir, and then he added on, V'alai l'galeich Nazir, and I am also being mishaved myself to bring the Kabbanahs for another Nazir, V'shama Chaveri, and his friend heard, V'amma Vani, and he said, I also want to be a Nazir, V'alai l'galeich Nazir, I also want to have a responsibility to bring Kabbanahs for a Nazir. Mishnah told us, Imhayu Pikun, if both of them would be smart, M'galchen Zezer, each one would buy the Kabbanahs for the other one, and this way, each one would only have to bring one set of Kabbanahs. V'imlav, if they weren't smart, M'galchen Zezer Macherim, then we buy Kabbanahs for other Nazirim, and therefore each one of them would have to buy two sets of Kabbanahs, one set for themselves and one set for another Nazir. And the Gemara now asks a question on Rava, Bishleim Basra Ikka Kadmar Kameh. So we understand that when Shimon said that I have a chiv and a responsibility to bring Kabbanahs for another Nazir, then certainly Shimon thought about Reuven, because Reuven was already a Nazir at that point, and therefore if Shimon brings Kabbanahs for Reuven, of course he was Yoitza, his Neder, and he was Yoitza, his obligation. However, frak the Gemara, that El Kadmar Mi Ikka Basra Kameh, at the point that Reuven made the Neder, Shimon was not yet a Nazir, as Shimon only became a Nazir after Reuven became a Nazir, as he said, B'shama Chaveri V'am Vani, and only at that point was he Nazir. And therefore, at the moment that Reuven said, I want to have responsibility to bring Kabbanahs for another Nazir, it seems to be that he's saying that I only want to bring a carbon for another Nazir that is a Nazir at this moment, and Shimon is not yet a Nazir, and therefore, how could the Mishnah say Reuven has the ability to be Mekayim his Neder by bringing Kabbanahs for Shimon if Shimon was not yet a Nazir at the point that Reuven made the Neder? And we see clearly from the Mishnah that even though at the point that Reuven made the Neder, Shimon was not yet a Nazir, still he took on his undertaking and was still Oil al Das, and it was included in his Neder, and therefore he could bring a carbon for Shimon's Naziris. And if so, how could it be that Rava says that since the sister was married at the time that Reuven was Memana the Shliach, and therefore this woman was not Oil al Das of Reuven, and she was not included in the ability for the Shliach to be Mekadeshar, even though that she was divorced at the point that the Shliach went out and tried to be Mekadesh someone, but L'chay, we should say that she was included in the thought process of Reuven. Therefore, if the Shliach would be Mekadesh this woman, then of course that Kedushin should be Chal, and how could it be that Rava says that he could go and marry married this woman's sister. And as the Gemara explains, on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, Ela Hachikama, it must be that in the case of a Mishnah, this is what Reuven was saying when he first made his Neda, at the point that I want to bring these Kabbanis, and I want to be Mekayim my Neda, then if I find that Shimon is already a Nazir, Agalchai, then I could bring the Kabbanis for him, even though at the point I made the Neda, Shimon was not yet a Nazir, but it was still Oilo Adaiti, that I'm having Kavana, that any person that's a Nazir, at that point, I want to be Mekayim my Neda, should be included in my Neda, and I should be able to bring Kabbanis for that person. And therefore, Hachinami, in the case of Rava, Hachikam Relay, Lechaira, when Reuven made a Shliach, he said to the Shliach as follows, Imishkachas to Megasha, if you find that this woman is already divorced, Kaddishly, you have a right to be Mekadisha for me. So therefore, Lechaira, how could it be that Rava says that he could marry a woman since her sister, at the point that he sent to the Shliach, was Mekudeshes and was married at that point and was not yet Megureshes? Based on this question, the Gemara changes its understanding of Rava, and the Gemara explains as follows, Amri, that we explain that Loi Mashvi in the Shliach, El Bemilsa the Matzi Ovid Hashra, and halachically, when Reuven makes a Shliach to be Mekadish a woman for him, only has the ability to be Mana Shliach on something that at this moment, if Reuven wanted to do it by himself, he could actually do. However, since this woman at this moment is married, and at this moment, if Reuven wanted to go and marry her, then of course he can't marry her because she's an Eish Ish, and he can't even tell her, that after your husband divorces you, I want to be Mekadish you, Loi Ab Mekudesh, that's not considered Kedushin. As the Rosh says, that Ein Adam Makdav Shloi Baloilam, Hilkachi Omen Nami Lishluchi Kachenli La'achashi Tiskarish Loi Ab Shluchai. And therefore, even if Reuven would tell Shliach that I want you to go out, and if by the time that you get to that town and you find that she's divorced, you should be able to be Mekadish her for me, that would not work either, because at the moment that he actually made him a Shliach, he wasn't able to be Mekadish her, and therefore he can't give that power over to the Shliach either. And as the Gemara says, Vemilsele Matzi Avalei Hashta, on anything that Reuven himself can't have the power to do at this moment, Loi Mashvi Shliach, also can't give that power over to Shliach, and the Shliach can't be Mekadish her even after she gets divorced. And therefore, Rav explains there is no dimion between the case of our Mishnah. Reuven said, V'alai L'galeach Nazir, and since our Mishnah has nothing to do with the din of Shlichas, therefore, Reuven is actually thinking that I want to go and bring a carbon for a Nazir, and it doesn't make a difference to me if this Nazir was already a Nazir at the point I made the Neda, or even if he wasn't yet a Nazir, I still want to bring Kabbanis for a Nazir, and at the point that I'm bringing my Kabbanis, then I'll find a Nazir that at that point needs Kabbanis. However, B'negei Shlichas, there's a separate din that at the point that you man the Shliach, there actually has to be a woman that is Shaykh to be Mekadish, and that's why Rav is correct when he said that Maid Rabbechan, if there would be a woman that had a sister, and even though she had a sister, but that sister was married at the point that he was Mana Shliach, then the din would be that he could go and marry that woman, as it's impossible that this woman was a relative of the woman that the Shliach was Mekadish, and since her sister at the time that Reuven was Mana Shliach was married, therefore it's impossible that the Shliach would be able to have the power to be Mekadish at all, and this is based on halachic concept. We won't get into great detail on this, but the third wide line of Taisis on Daf Yud Beis Amud Alav, Taisis says, Tvim Taima, and based on this concept, he's bothered the Maisim Chol Yoyim that we find every single day, She'isha Emeres Chavirasa, that a woman tells a friend, Lushi Li Kamach, go and prepare for me this flour and make a dough, Vefrishi Chal Barvuri, and be my Shliach to take off Chal for me. The Gan Talmidu Shabbis Rabbim Ayim Kain, and even Talmidu Shabbis Rabbim Talmidu Chom say this. Taisis is, Ve'ich Nasi Shliach B'Davazah, and how is it possible to create a Shliach in this thing? Habishosha Isa Isa Shlichas, at this point that she's making her Shliach, Loi Haisi Yechayla Ba'atmul Hafrish Chal Mikabachzah, she can't take off challah from this flour, she'ina bachiyuva, because at this point it's only flour, it's not bachiyuv, she'ina fishu challah mekama ayin in taisvis. The Gemara continues, v'loi, are you telling me that a person can't make a shliach to do something that he can't do himself at the moment that he was memano and he appointed the shliach, but l'maisa toshma, I'll bring a raya from b'raisa that we had in Masechta Zedarim on daf ayin beis, ha'im l'apetrop shaloi, if Reuven's about to go overseas and he says to his trustee, kol nadarim shatidir ishti mikana sh'avim makim pleini hafala, I want you to be my shliach, to be made for any nedarim that my wife makes from the point when I leave until I come back. V'hafala, and the shliach does the shlichas, and he's made for all of the nedarim. Yochli mufarin, you would think that this would be a valid affair. Tamalema, therefore we learn out the pasuk, ishi kemeno v'ishi yifarena. The pasuk says a double lashon of isha. It could have said ishi kemeno v'yifarena, and it says v'ishi yifarena. And since it has an extra lashon, so therefore we learn out that the Torah's teaching us specifically that her husband has to be made for her nedarim, and it can't be done on the shliach. These are the words of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yenis and the man, Rabbi Yenis states, Mesinim Chol Makam, Sheshluch Shal Adam Kamaisai, and Kol Atayr Kula, we have a din, the Shluch Shal Adam Kamaisai, and there is no difference between a Gei Hafara and a Shliach could also be Mefa, the Nadarim of a person's wife. And the Gemara will continue and bring a Raya from the words of Rabbi Yeshua against this cloud that we just mentioned from Rava, but as Tais points out, really the Raya is even more straight. straightforward from Rabbi Yenison, because Rabbi Yenison actually says a husband can be memana shliach to be made for his nedarim when he's away. And the Gemara continues, time adam rechmana ishi kemena ishi yifurena. The only reason Rabbi Ishi said that a husband cannot be memana shliach in order to be made for his nedarim is because there's a gzeiras hakasav that says ishi kemena ishi yifurena, and it has to be done by the husband. Halavachi, but if not for that fact, apetropis mefer. And even Rabbi Ishi would agree that when a husband is memana his shliach to be made for his wife's nedarim when he's away, that the shliach would now be able to be made for her nedarim. And the Gemara continues with this question: V'ilu gabi didetran and l'gabi a person himself. The Mishnah says in Maseches Nedarim on Daf Ayin Hey, ha'imel ishtoi. If someone says to his wife, "Kol nedarim shetaduri, any neder that you make mikan v'atshavim makan pleini, from the point when I leave home until I come back, you kayamin that consider mekuyim loyam klum, you can't be mekayim your wife's nedarim when you didn't hear about them." And as Taisa says, "Dakom v'toisu," it's considered dakom v'tois the shematida, because maybe she'll make a neder bedav she'efshal lechakim that is relevant to something that certainly wouldn't want to be mekayim. And as the Rosh says, the shematida davishu gnayloi, that maybe she would make a neder on something which would be embarrassment for him. The kosher beinel im yiskayim, it would be very bad for him if it would actually be mekuyim. And therefore, a husband can't just give a blanket hakama for all of his wife's nedarim. However, if Reuven says that any neder he make from now until I come back, hareyu mufarin, that I'm making a blanket afara, Rabbi Lezer im mufar, Rabbi Lezer says that it considered that a mufar. And the Rosh explains the ein on the b'chafetz be'ish nedranes, because a person doesn't want a wife who has nedarim v'nichle, and therefore it's good for him shekol nederer you mufarim, that all her nedarim will be mufar. However, the chum argue Rabbi Lezer, and they say ein mufar, and the Rosh brings down that this is learned out in Maseches Nedarim based on the pasuk that says ishi kemena v'ishi yifrena, and we learned the din of hafara from the din of hakama, and just like b'negei hakama you can't do it, therefore b'negei hafara you can't do it either. And the Gemara continues, that we thought that ki am Rabbi Yeshua alib Rabbanan, that when Rabbi Yeshua said his din, he even said it according to Rabbanan, the amri loy matzim mefa, that they say that a husband cannot use a blanket afara to be made for the nedarim of his wife while he travels and he's away. And even so, Rabbi Yeshua holds v'lav dam rachmana ishi kemena v'ishi yifrena, if not for the fact of having gzeiras hakasav that compares hakam and afara, so apotropis have a mefa, then the apotropis could be made for his wife's nedarim, even though he wouldn't have been able to be made for her nedarim at this point because he's traveling. So l'chayr we see against the svara that we said l'fi rava, that when someone is memana shliach and at that point they can't do something, then they can't be memana shliach to do that for them, as we saw before that we said on the top of the amin, since at the time that he's memana shliach he would not be able to be mekadesh this woman as she's an ishus ish and she was not yet mugureshes, therefore he cannot be memana the shliach to be mekadesh that woman for him even at a later point when she's already divorced. And clearly if Rabbi Yeshua is saying his din even according to the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon hold that he himself would not be able to be made for nedarim, and even so Rabbi Yeshua says that the shliach would be able to be made for nedarim if not for the fact that we have a gzeiras hakasav that says that a husband has to be made for his wife's nedarim by himself, and the din of shlichus doesn't apply by hafara. And of course, as we mentioned, this question is certainly shver according to Rabbi Yenison, because Rabbi Yenison says that even b'negei hafara you could be made for shliach, and the shliach could be made for nedarim of his wife even though a husband himself cannot be made for his wife's nedarim with a blanket hafara prior to leaving and going on a trip. And the Gemara answers that it's not shver because v'dilma libid Rabbi Lezer da amma matzi mefa ein chenami, when Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yenison had a machlokes if a husband could be mana shliach in order to be made for his wife's nedarim while he's away, they only had this machlokes according to the din of Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer hold that the husband himself could be made for his wife's nedarim even though he's traveling, and since the husband himself could be made for his wife's nedarim at that point, therefore certainly he should be able to be mana shliach in order to be made for his wife's nedarim while he's traveling. And Rabbi Yenison actually holds like that, and he holds shluchah shalom kamaisa even b'negei hafara. However, Rabbi Yeshua argues and says, even though generally we would say that shlichus should work over here, however, we have a gzeiras hakasa that says ishi kemena v'ishi yifrena, and therefore the husband has to be made for nedarim directly, and he can't use the shliach in any case. And Einu Chanami, you're correct, Elefida Rabbanon, that hold that a husband cannot be made for his wife's nedarim while he's traveling. Then Einu Chanami, all would agree that Elefida Chachamim, a husband cannot be mana shliach in order to be made for his wife's nedarim while he's traveling, because while he's traveling, he himself could not be made for her nedarim. And the Gemara asks, if you're saying that the machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yenison is only according to Rabbi Lezer, Ihachi lomel l'shavi shliach leif lo iu, so why is it that Reuven have to be mana shliach in order to be made for his wife's nedarim while he's traveling? If a moment before Reuven goes to travel overseas, he should just say to his wife that any nedarim that you make from now until I come back should be hufa, and that of course works because we're going with Yishitis Rabbi Lezer. And the Gemara answers, in chenami, really the husband could do it, but kasava, but he thinks himself, dilma shtelina, maybe I will forget to do so right before I leave, or at that moment I'll be angry, and therefore I will say I don't care if she has nedarim, and therefore he'll leave, and in spite he won't be made fun of Darim, or I'll be so busy at that point, and at that moment, I won't remember to tell her that any net that you make from now until I come back from this place should be mufar. Therefore, it was just simple for him to be mana shliach a few days before he leaves, and he says to the shliach that once I leave, you will have the power of attorney in order to be made for my wife's nadarim. And as Taisa says in Divrei Masel Dum Mishplina, once the trustee has a right to be made for his wife's nadarim, then at the point that his wife makes a nedar, the apotropos will be miyusha b'daitoi, and he'll be able to make for her nadarim at any point. And Taisa continues and he asks the lechera, why is there such a major problem at the point that Reuven remembers to be mana shliach? The lechera at that point, he wasn't heard. At that point, he should just say, I am made for all of your future nadarim. And Taisus points out, at that point, he remembered, and he was calm at that point, and therefore, let him just say it at that point, and why would he have to be mana shliach, according to Rebbe Lezer? And Taisus says, that Reuven does not want the nadarim that his wife makes between the point that he says that and when he starts traveling to be mufar, and he wants to have the control at that point, and therefore, he didn't want to say that, and he wanted to be mana shliach. And Taisus continues and asks, Abba Kosha, the Reuven still doesn't have to use the shliach because Reuven could just say to her at the point that he's relaxed, which could be a few days before he starts traveling, that you should know that any nadarim that you make from now until I leave, I should be able to be made for, and it should be dependent on me. But any nadarim that you make from the point when I actually leave until I come back, I'm creating a blanket hafara, and they should be considered hufar. And this may be an etza, but lemaisa, when a wife hears a husband giving her a blanket hafara, that will cause strife between them, and therefore, in order to not create any strife, he just gives over this right to the shliach prior to leaving. And the Rosh answers, that Reuven is not memana shliach, el b'shasi l'chasai, only at the point that he's about to leave. Because beforehand, he doesn't think about this. And at that point, maybe he'll be so busy, even though he'll have time, and he'll realize, and remember to be memana shliach, but at that point, he may not be in front of his wife. He won't be able to give her a blanket hafara in front of her. And even though Zokti Rosh, that in the Dharm it's mashma, you're allowed to be made for your wife's Dharm, even if it's not in front of her, Mikal Machum Huyari, but he's still nervous, Shema Tava Nidra, maybe she won't know that it was hafara, and she'll be over on her Nedra, Fa'afa Pisha Hafala, Kivin Shlo Yada, since she didn't know that it was hafara, and therefore she thought that she was doing Avera, Yeshla Einish, she will still potentially receive an Einish, Kimiskavan Lechel Pos Chazir, just like someone that thought that they're eating Bas Chazir, Va'al Biyadi Bas Atla, and Lemaisa that they're eating Bas Chazir, Hilkach Nichle Tvei, she Yafla Shlo Yapu Fenea, and that's why Reuven wanted to make sure to be mana shliach that the shliach could be made for the heart and darim in front of her. And just to remind ourselves that we just saw this in Masechtas Adarim on Daf Ayin Beis on Beis, and over there the Gemara actually had a shayla according to the Mandama that holds that a husband could be made for his wife's darim even without hearing her darim. Then of course it could make sense that he could make a blank afara even though he won't hear his wife's darim as he's traveling. However, according to the Mandama that holds that a husband can only be made for his wife's darim after hearing it, as that is considered b'yayim shamay. So how could he make a blank afara and go and travel? And Ayin and Taisus over here as to how to explain our Gemara over here according to that Shita, Ayin Sham. And we continue with the Mishnah. Harei alai legalei chetzi nazir. If Reuven says that I have a responsibility to bring the karbonis, and he says a lashon of chetzi nazir, v'shamu chaver v'amah v'ani alai legalei chetzi nazir, and his friend also says that I will also bring the karbonis half a nazir, and we're not going to explain exactly what this term means, as the Gemara will be mefarish. In this case, there's machlekes zema galeich nazir shalom v'zema galeich nazir shalom divrei Rameya. Rameya hold that both Reuven and Shimon have to pay for all of the karbonis of a nazir, and therefore both Reuven and Shimon would pay for one nazir to bring all of his karbonis. However, Chacham say zema galeich chetzi nazir v'zema galeich chetzi nazir, that Reuven has to pay for half of the karbonis of a nazir, and Shimon has to pay for half of the karbonis of another nazir or of the same nazir. And Taisus Dilam Asl v'sham chaver v'am vani, he says b'chdi nakat, really we don't have to have a case where there was a second person over here, the Barishinami Pligi, even if there was only Reuven over here that said this lashon, there would still be the same achlikas between Rameya and the Chachamim. Some explain that since in the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph Beis over there was specifically talking about two people and had to say Harini Nazir v'alai l'galeich nazir v'sham chaver v'am vani v'alai l'galeich nazir, so in order to be symmetrical, our Mishnah also says such a lashon. The Shita Mekubetzes brings down from the Rush that there actually is a chiddush in bringing in a second person, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara begins, and Rav will now come to explain our Mishnah. So Rav explains how Kol Moedim, both Rameya and Chacham both agree that Kol Hichad Amru Chetzi Karbonis Nazir Lai, if someone says that here for the Karbonis that our Nazir is Mechuyiv, I have responsibility to bring, so therefore over there it's clear that he meant to say that I'm bringing here for the Karbonis, and therefore Chetzi Karbon Maisi, he has to bring here for the Karbonis of the Nazir. And Rav continues that all agree if Kabbonis Chetzi Nazir Lai, if Reuben says, I'm responsible to bring the Kabbonis over here for Nazir, so Kuli Karbon by Yisui, since over here the word Chetzi is defining the Nazir, and the word Chetzi is not defining the word Kabbonis, so therefore what Reuben means to say is that I'm going to bring all of the Kabbonis for a half a Nazir, and of course there is no such thing as a half a Nazir, as my timer, the Loya Eshkan is Yiris Lepalga, there is no concept of having someone that has only a half Nazir. In this case, even Rabban agree that Reuben has to bring all of the Kabbonis for one Nazir. Rava continues, Vichy Pligi, and where is the Machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim, the Lishna and the Masistan Pligi, that only Chaylik in the exact Lashon of our Mishnah, where someone said, Harei Olai L'Galeach Chetzi Nazir, and Ramei is Sava, Kimin the Amah Harei Olai L'Galeach, that Ramei holds, once Reuben said the first part of his clause, and he said that I have responsibility to bring Kabbonis, say Chay Bakuli Karbon Nazirs, he already was Mechayiv himself to pay for one set of Kabbonis for a Nazir. Ramei holds, Tfais Lashon Rishon, and therefore Vichy Kama Chetzi Nazir, when he says afterwards, and he wants to change his mind and say, I only want to bring for half of his years, Lav Kol Kabine, he can't change his mind, therefore he has to bring one set of Kabbonis for a Nazir. However, Rabbanon Savri, Rabbanon hold that when Reuben says, Harei Lai L'Galeach Chetzi Nazir, he is actually making only one statement. They understand when Reuben said this, it's a Nedo Pesach Imahu. It's really that Reuben was making a Nedo to bring Kabbonis of a Nazir, and then he was defining it and saying that I didn't mean to say, I'm going to bring all the Kabbonis of a Nazir, I only meant to bring half of the Kabbonis, and that's why he'll only be Chayyah to bring half of the Kabbonis, and we will stop over here.